The Dallas Morning News reports today children dying in the state's foster care system. At a hearing on Thursday, Judge Janice Graham Jack of Corpus Christi threatening to hold Texas in contempt for letting shoddy for-profit providers endanger the lives of vulnerable kids in the care of Child Protective Services. Bob Garrett has been covering the back and forth between state officials and Judge Jack. He covers Texas politics and government for the Dallas Morning News. Bob, welcome back.
Great to be here. Thanks, David.
This is an ongoing issue, one that's been going on now for, gosh, it feels like 10 years or so. Why this hearing, and what about the kids in foster care? Are they any safer today than they were back when all this litigation got started?
You sure wouldn't think so, listening to the judge and her court-appointed masters, David. They noted in their report this summer that there had been 11 kids in foster care who had died roughly in a recent 12-month period, and that they found three of those deaths to be very concerning. They really zeroed in especially on a 14-year-old girl who died in a residential treatment center in Wallace, Texas, just west of Houston, in February. She had been complaining of pain in her right calf, and anyway, it went neglected, and she died of a pulmonary embolism, and that case has gotten a fair amount of attention. There were a couple other deaths that were really heartrending, of kids who died in care who arguably their deaths could have been prevented.
I know that the Dallas Morning News has been bearing down hard on this story for quite a long time, and I can recall when you reported that the state's foster care system was declared unconstitutionally unsafe for Texas kids. Did the judge acknowledge that there have been any improvements along the way, or no?
This judge, Janice Graham Jack of Corpus Christi, a Bill Clinton appointee, hasn't really acknowledged too much progress. She is so incensed that the state has fought her tooth and nail and that her monitors can't get timely information out of the state. She is pretty much painting a very dark picture. I'm not sure that those who are in and around the child welfare system would say it's quite as bad as this judge suggests, but it certainly has had its problems and just seems resistant to major improvements, at least in any kind of speedy way.
What now does Judge Jack want the state to do?
Well, the plaintiffs, she hasn't ruled, but the plaintiffs working with her monitors have pointed out 10 different deficiencies they want her to fine the state for, to put the threat of a fine in 30 days if they don't comply, if they don't fix stuff. A lot of it is, some of it has to do with making sure that the new caseworkers who tend to foster children are not given too big a caseload at the beginning of their, you know, working while they're just figuring out the system. A bunch of these things have to do with making sure that child-on-child sexual abuse is flagged throughout all the computers and all the system. And a whole other set of these recommended improvements have to do with identifying and weeding out the bad actors on the provider side, the private provider side.
You write that Judge Jack, though, is threatening the issuing of sanctions on the state, perhaps as early as today. What for, and how severe could those sanctions be?
Well, we don't know. I mean, they could be X thousands of dollars a day until they comply. She put a $50,000 a day fine on them that I think they only collected $150,000 last fall for not supervising, having adult supervision in group foster homes during the night. She's feeling like they have not cooperated or paid attention to the needs of these children. So I think the sky's the limit on what she may do.
Bob Garrett is covering an important story as Austin Bureau Chief of the Dallas Morning News, and we'll link to his latest over at texasstandard.org. Bob, thanks again.
Thank you.